trying to get back to farming. Hello and thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. 2 weeks after one of the worst storms to ever hit the United States, the residents and businesses of the Gulf Coast states are slowly creeping back, but it could literally take years or maybe never for some farm operations to return. Greg Gibson is with the Mississippi Farm Bureau.
You don't even, words can't describe how hard it was and how hard it's going to be on the farmers down there. The timber industry is estimating in the neighborhood of $1.2 billion in losses just in Mississippi. And that's a crop that takes 25, 30 years to grow. It's not like, your row crops where, if it get wiped out this year, they can start over next year.
And Gibson says poultry and dairy farms were hit hard as well, and for some, still no power today.
And they had animals that needed attention and needed things going on with them all the time, and it was very, very difficult for them to find diesel fuel, to find things to keep the chicken houses cool and keep the cows milked.
And Gibson says the response from around the country has been humbling as fellow farmers and ranchers are offering really more than they can give.
It's been amazing. I've been getting phone calls from the New England area. We got a call from a poultry farmer in Washington State. She wanted to send money directly to a poultry farmer because she knew what he was going through.
Now, Mississippi has set up a disaster relief fund where the money goes directly to farmers affected by Katrina. Donations can be sent to the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation at P.O. Box 1972, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. And speaking of forestry, the Tennessee Department of Agriculture's Division of Forestry has sent several firefighters and specialists to help with recovery efforts in those Gulf states impacted by Katrina. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.